powerful and it's so important, even as it's shared back in the Old Testament days about declaring and what the Lord has done and the heavens there and the firmament and all these things that we can look out and see. But I think we got to look at it in respects of what have you declared this week of what God has done in your life, you know? And I would hope that if we could put a mic and have a open mic day to where we could have people come up, that every one of us could come up and say something this past week that God did. Declare the things that God has done. Because if you don't declare those things that God has done, you will soon not see the things that God has done. You'll begin to see that how the enemy of this world, the God of this world, wants to blind you even to the blessings of God. And if he can keep you off track and not see the good and always wants to see the bad, well, there's a lot of bad out there, isn't there? I mean, we can go from bad to worse, from worse to bad, bad to worse, just back and forth. So today I want to share just a little bit about declaring the good of God, because God is good. And his mercies endure forever, and he's there for me as I know he's there for you. Praise God. We want to also partake of communion. And when we do that, we want to honor him, don't we? We want to respect that and what he had shared with us to do in the scriptures about do this until I return. And so we find encouragement in that. That's a declaration that Jesus said, you know, to do this until I return. So it's not like he said, do this and I hope I can come back, or I might come back, or when I get up there, I'm going to talk to the big guy and I'm going to see if he's going to send me back. No, no, no. It's been a plan from the Genesis all the way to Revelation, and there's where we're at as far as what the plan of God is all about. And there will be a time that the Lord does return. But until that time, we want to be honoring him and faithful, just like in our giving, you know, honoring him in there. And now as we partake and prepare for this time of blessing with the communion. So as we do this to remember all the wonderful things. It's almost like here again, it's almost declaring his word again. As we are going to share on declaring what God has done, I believe as we take communion, we're kind of declaring what Jesus said. And you got to do it again, and you got to do it again, and you got to do it again, because there's so much in this world that would like to take away from all that God has done. And we always want to focus on the bad and all these negative things. But I look out and I see trees budding, and I see flowers blooming, and I see grass greening, and I see dandelions coming. I like this side of the dandelions. Yellow is pretty. It's just when I get in that fuzzy thing that kind of gets tickling your nose, you know. Then it's not so fun, but, you know, we see even looking at the just the overall things of nature out there, so we see that God is declaring the things that continue on and on from season to season to season, and the wonderfulness of that. So let's prepare for our time of communion. As you receive the elements, of course, just hold them until we receive them as together, and we'll pray over them. Do you have the dying song? Let me just, as they serve, let me just share this, and then just hold the elements, and I encourage you to just get one with the Lord. Prepare your hearts to receive this. Things that you might know that are upon your last few days or months from last communion to now, to where maybe you need to ask for forgiveness and ask the Lord to forgive whatever it might be, and that you come at the right attitude to receive. This goes way back to Calvary, amen? The blood that Jesus shed. The blood that Jesus shed for me and you, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. power. For it reaches to the highest mountain. Yes, it does. And it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Well, it soothes my doubts and calms my fears. And it dries all of my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Oh, it reaches that highest mountain, for it reaches the highest mountain. It flows to that lowest valley. It flows to the lowest valley. That blood that gives me strength, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, from day to day, it will never lose its power. The blood that Jesus shed, the blood that Jesus shed for me. Way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. One more time, it reaches. For it reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power, and it'll never lose its power. One more time, it'll never lose its power. It will never lose its power. Amen, amen, amen. And that's why we can do this today. That's why we can continue to take communion until He comes back. That power in the blood is the power that was back then upon the cross. And it is the blood that is of today that cleanses all of us from our sins. Hallelujah. And it's going to continue to be there for us as we even repent from sins of today that we might do. And it's there for those out there that have not even crossed over into receiving Christ as their Lord and Savior for the very first time. The power of that blood is still there. That's one thing that the enemy cannot take away. That's one thing that the enemy has no power over, is the power of the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we love you. Thank you, Lord. You've not left us as orphans. You have not left us out there in a cold and dark world. No, Lord. You are there with us. And even though we go through a time of this darkness and the things that we see, Father, we know that there's a hope laid up for us in a greater place. And we know, Father God, that this is just a temporal place that we're in. And even though we go through that and there's struggles and things out there, Father, that we as children of you, Lord, you're there with us even now here, helping us, protecting us, strengthening us, giving us that joy. I pray, Father God, for joy upon everyone that is here today. I pray, Father God, that they will receive something from you this hour that will do something to increase their walk with you, to encourage their steps with you, to know that you are there, the true and only one God, creator of all of this. We stand in victory. We live in victory. We sleep in victory. Hallelujah. So, Father, as we prepare this time and take these elements of the cracker, that of the body representation, and the juice representing that of the blood, Father, we come to this time where Paul was sharing in 1 Corinthians and talks about where he's received this from the Lord, that which he's delivering to us even now as we read this, Lord. That the Lord Jesus, on that same night in which he was betrayed, he took this bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Shall we take that of the cracker? As we continue on, then, in that same manner, he takes that of the cup. And he took this cup after supper, and he says, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So shall we partake of this juice, representation of that. Father, I thank you for how you have given us these elements to always remember you by. That we can come together as a family of God, that we can gather together as one and partake of this communion time. And that each and every one of us here, Father, remembers things that you have done individually for us and corporately for us. Father God, that you're there now, interceding for us on that throne, the right hand of God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. As we come out of this time, something that just comes to mind that we got to try to do, and I don't have the words here, but it's an old chorus, and the power of the blood. Let's stand. Yes, Lord, we thank you for that wonder-working power, the power that's in your blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, sing it again. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free? Would you be free from the pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. Well, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious. One more time to sing, there's that power. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Whoa. And then sometimes when they'd sing that, remember how they go, and there's power, 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 wonder working. It's how many powers you can get in there. I don't know. That goes way back, but that could, whoo, that'd be like you're talking like being an auctioneer. But there is power in the blood. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. We need that power. I don't know about you, but I need that power every day. And I want that power every day because it'll help me. Not just for who I am, but it'll help me maybe describe something of God to others and to share something that God has done in my life with others, because people are looking for answers. People are lost, and they don't even know they're lost. They just know that they don't know where they're going. And they're just out there. They're confused. Just Satan has really just blinded them to the fact to where they don't know which end is up and what end is down and left is right and right is left. And they're just meandering through this life wishing they had direction. And God is direction. And so that's us. That's what we've got to be in this place. We've got to be that light. We've got to be that source. And praise God, we're going to do that. Amen? Might be small, but we can still give an example of what God is doing, because God is doing something in every one of your lives out there. I just guarantee it. As Justin, what's his? My wife is gone. Who? she got tickling those keys and she just was translated up. She hasn't been on them for so long. Got my newest granddaughter back there. Aaron Riley Lawson, born about 10:05 Wednesday, right? About 20 inches, 20 and a half, and 7 pounds and 3 ounces. Just a blessing. She sleeps, and if you bother her and she doesn't be bothered, she'll let you know. So it's just like she's quiet, and that's just where we want her, just leave her there, but you might stop and just don't breathe on her. If you got germs, hold your breath. But you can stop by and look at her. I'm sure they'll let you just look. Try not to say, could I hold her? Because that's so difficult at times, this early age. It's, so young and all, and it's like, moms and all, they're like, oh, want to hold on to those. That's just like, just think of them as like, the mothers in nature, like, if you're gone by Monterey Stadium there and the geese are going by and mama geese and baby geese, and man, them geese will come out and attack your car if you think they're going to bother their baby geese going through there. So I don't want Heather to have to just get on you like that. Not that she would, but it's that instinct mothers have, I was cutting the grass yesterday at our house, and all of a sudden this duck comes walking out of my bushes, It's like, where did this thing come from? We don't have a pond around us. And so the female. So she kept watching me as I was cutting back and forth and back and forth. And as I got further away from the shrub, then all of a sudden she just kind of went back up and around the driveway and came back. And so she's nesting in that shrub. Now, I don't know if they're nesting, I think, having babies. Or my wife said, well, maybe she's hurt and she can't fly or get away. I go, well, that's another thought too, So, I feed birds, I feed squirrels, you name it, I even feed things that I wish I didn't have, but I'm feeding them. And I was like, ooh, I'd like to kill you, but I just can't, So I get a trash can lid, and I take it out there, and I lay it next to the bush. I go, ducks like water, I'm sure, Get a bucket of water and go pour water. I thought, well, the poor thing might get thirsty, So I got a little trash can lid out there and filled it with water.
But it's just little things like that. It's like, they're so neat. Nature and God, and you just see all those things. So anyway, but yeah, God blessed us there big time, and big sister and big sister, they're all helping mommy and daddy out, you know. They're a very big help. So Kaylee and Madeline, just sweet ones. So anyway, that's what is our week. How about you guys? We had a baby. We saw a blessing. We just went, look at this large. Look at this little nose and fingers and her eyes looking around and all. But anyway, and a gas bubble now and then, you know. But what a blessing. We want to take time, and I want to have Jesse come up, and let's pray with him, pray for him. And I appreciate Jesse so much for what you do around here, you know. Music and having covering it for TJ. You guys had TGIF and live worship and brought some guys in. And I know you and Aaron and all were hooked up there and did wonderful things and children's ministry and all that stuff. Jesse, you know, he's been very, very involved for a young guy, you know, at the church. And it's really helped him, I think, you know, whatever it might help, because he's going into education after it all is said and done from college, you know, and he's going to be. Working here in Janesville, I believe, with the school district. But so it's been a blessing to see and how he's developed. And now when he got to college and hearing that he'd hooked up with Crew and began to really get involved there, a campus crusade there for college kids and all that, and then got into worship and praise, because he's got a talent that God has given him for music. You know, he can pick up a box of rocks and play it, you know. You know, we could all play a box of rocks, but he'd play it in tune. I don't know how that works, but I know he could do it because he's just got a talent, you know. But so we're going to miss him, and he'll be leaving, I think, Wednesday-ish or something like that. I think Wednesday to Thursday, somewhere around there possibly, and heading out east for the rest of the summer and be back, I guess, August-ish.
Yep.
First week of August. So just wonderful opportunity to go there. But we want to, you know, sow into that ministry, and they have to raise support and help some of their funding and all. You know, it's not just a freebie like a vacation for these college kids to go and do ministry. So they gotta put some effort and put some finances there, because, you know, we know we live in the world that what things drive by that of finances and money. That's why the church can stay here, because we got to pay a mortgage, we got to pay the utilities, we got to pay the power, we, you know, all these things. And so, but as God is our source, God is his source, you know, the one and only God. And so we want to be able to present him with this mission check to help take care of some of those financial things that they got to take care of. But also we want to pray with him. And so I would encourage those that would like to come up and just stand around him, and if we could pray with Jesse and send him off with prayer. We just want to honor that. And you know, there's so many things. So many things. He'll be back. We are looking forward to him coming back, but he's got a lot of things that he's a part of. He's, you know, and got in Crew and began to lead worship there and music and did wonderful things for them. So they were blessed by him. We've been blessed by him. And that's that heart that he has to serve and to be used by God. And so we just want to pray right now that Father God, right now, we first of all thank you for this young man. Father, as he has grown and we've watched him grow even here in this body to where he has developed now into a young man. And Father, he is serving you, he's following you, and he wants you in his life. And Father, as you've given him the talent of music and being able to lead and sing and play instruments, Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, right now, as this crossroad is coming and it's time to step out into this area of missions with Crew, that Father, as this group of young men and women go to the East Coast, that Father, you have already gone before them to prepare the way, and that Father, as they go, you're there with them to give them safe travel to and from, and that Father, every need that they may need or even come up against, you will fulfill that need and take care of it. Or lodging, finances, keeping your hand upon the vehicle that they take for proper running order, and all these things, Lord, that it goes into as they take this trip. That, Father, you will continue to keep them strong and healthy. We pray for just that provision of health over each and every one of them, Lord, to remain strong during these next months. That, Father, you would put words into their heart, words into their mouth to share to those that they come across in this location in New Jersey, along, I think, that boardwalk area, Father. And as tourist season comes around and just the influx of people and whatever it might be, Lord, we don't know. They may not even know right now what all they're going to be a part of. But you do, Father. Because, Lord, we know that you, even before Jesse was born, Lord, this is a predestined time. You had this time in your plan. And now Jesse and his group are going to walk into it. They're going to honor you. They're going to reverence you. And they're going to show compassion to those around them. We thank you, Father, that we, even as a small church, can be a part of this by our prayers and by just this time of giving financially into it, Lord. Father, I do pray that you would be with his mom and dad, and Lord, just give them comfort and peace as they know that their son is away from home. And we thank you for keeping them and each and every one of their team safe from any harm. From any harm, Father God, we pray angels around them, protection around them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. And when that time comes for him to return, Father, we just look forward to the wonderful testimonies that he will share. And that, Father God, we just will continue to keep him in our prayers throughout this summer. And we'll just wait for his return in August. We love you, Father. We love you for this young man. Thank you, Father. If anybody would like to say something, feel led by the Lord to just share something or pray, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Let this be a learning opportunity for Jesse, too, as he goes forth, Father God. Hallelujah. As he will see your hand move upon many and see changes of lives, even right there, Father God. There will be things that he will see that he won't have to wait to see, that it will be instantaneously, Lord, lives being changed and individuals showing the love and just turning to Christ, Lord. We thank you for that. Hallelujah, Lord. And as he goes out there, Father, he's going to see this as a mission field. And Lord, as you have set his feet upon going into education, and Father, he will see that even in school systems, Lord, that he can, you know, be that example and still show that love and compassion to these kids. And there's so many directions that he could think about and go. But Lord, we just want your divine will to be fulfilled in this life. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. There you go, brother. God bless you.
Love ya. And the way things go, August will be here before you know it. It's like, it's right, it's here. Hallelujah. So as we look, and you know, even as Jesse's getting ready to go, and we all, we really, anywhere outside this church is what? The mission field. Your neighborhood, your family, you know, as difficult as it is sometimes, your family is that of a mission field as well. But we have wonderful things to declare. And I want to just share just a few things and then have some opportunities here to go further. We're going to start out where, have you declared the works of God this week? And we look at that word declare. What is declare? It's to say, it's to state something in an official or public way. You know? It's to be there, to say something in a strong and confident way. I think as we can declare things of the Lord, we can say it with what? Confidence. We can say it with a strong ability to know that God is the God of His Word, and the things that we share and the things that we see and the things that we're a part of are God. And God is not going to drop the ball. We may, I may, you know, drop the ball here and there, and stumble and have to stop and pick up some things of what God has wanted me to do. But I know that God is going to be there and prepared for helping me. And He's helping all of us. But it's to be able to declare something in a confident way. You know, my goodness, you know, you think of an area how we declare. We just came out of tax season, you know. And we declare to the government, you know, income. And what we pay taxes on. So there's that declaration type thing. So we understand how to declare. We may not always enjoy declaring, you know, income tax and stuff, but we get to declare that as well. And so it's also to make evident. And I think that's what it is about with God, is we need to, and He wants us to make evident to those around us the things that He's about. We find that a lot in the Old Testament and through all the times that God was with them and leading them and directing them and providing for them, even when they murmured, even when they did dumb things, right? He was still there, and He still was able to love them and forgive them. And, of course, He had those that stood intercession between Him and them, you know, Moses and different ones that would pray and ask the Lord to help them. And of course, you know, once we find out, well, hey, Moses, you go find out what He wants and then come back and tell us. We find out there's not a lot of us that want to go head on, one-on-one with God, is there? And we would probably find that today. We find that a lot of times where people will say, Pat, would you pray this for me? Or Linda, I've got this situation. Would you keep this in prayer for me? You know, or Lou or Sherry or any one of us, that they feel like you go to church and you pray and you sing worship songs and all. So I would rather have you take this for me up to Him. So we're all kind of like that even today. And we got to get to that point to say, you can do the same thing. I don't need to do it for you. You know, just start talking to God. So we find that we need to make declarations and things. And it's not that it's that hard to declare or to tell of the wonders of God. You know, is it that hard to think of what God has done? Not really. In your lives, day in and day out, usually we should be able to find something good out there that's happened for us. And we have to say, God, thank you. Or something in the last week or day, month or whatever. So it's really not hard to find the wonders of God. If you can't find something within your own life, I find it wonderful. And I've shared many times about the times of being able to just look at nature in itself. Clouds floating by. Storm clouds coming. I mean, I can find God in all of that. You're saying, even in the storm clouds? Yes, I see God in everything. And so even looking around at nature and the things around us, I find it invigorating, you know, within my own. And I hope you do too, that you see the things of God more evident day in and day out. They've always been there. But it was not until I opened my eyes
to see the things that he was a part of. So he's not doing anything new today than what he did back then, right? And the things in the future, you know, those things that he was doing today, it talks in his word that, you know, he's a God that changes not, and so his word is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow, and forever. So we can rest in knowing that as we share and declare these things, that when I declare something that God has done, I don't have to go, boy, I hope it doesn't stop. I hope it doesn't change. I hope he's still going to be the same God, you know, next month for them as I share these things. But we look at this area here where it says it's not that hard to declare or tell of the wonders of God. Look around. The heavens declare God's glory. Tell you what, if you just want to get close to God, just get out there, whether it's on a moonlit night or just a no moon and just all the stars twinkling out there, and pull up a chair and just look into the heavens. And just look at that vast expanse and say, wow, Lord, you're up there. Don't know where, but I know you're up there. There's so much up there. The heavens declare God's glory. Have you looked up at the night sky? Have you looked up in the daytime sky? You know, you go out today, just coming into church here, and visiting with Dan, and how beautiful the day was. And it's like where we were at that time. You look around, and the sky is just pristine blue. And you look around and you go, man, I don't even see a cloud in the sky from where I'm at in my vantage point. Now, I know there's clouds out there, and there's clouds east of us, and west of us, north of us, or something. They might eventually come our way as prevailing winds and things of that nature happen. But for that time period, I could look up there, and there's just like nothing, just a blue sky. God. I don't know how you go on past that. So let's go to the psalm. We find that Psalms 19, if we just go to Psalm, and a lot of these will be in Psalms because Psalms is just full of declaring so much of God. In 19:1, New King James, it's the revelation of the Lord. It's the Psalm of David. And it says in 19, so Psalms 19. And I'm going to start in 1, but we get down to like 19. It talks about that, I think. Let's see, unless I messed up my numbers here. No, it doesn't go that far. But it's all, and I guess Psalms 19:1. Okay, that's where it's at. The heavens declare what? The glory of God. And the firmament shows his handiwork. God's handiwork out there. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. And it goes on and on. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. But the emphasis of this is talking about the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. As I look at this, it would say, the heavens declare, the heavens tell, one translation would say tells. The heavens tell the glory of God, the firmament, skies, as one translation would put it, it shows or it announces his handiwork, or all that his hands have made. So as we look, it doesn't take us far to go to see the handiwork of God, does it? Now, isn't it amazing? There's probably some out there that are estranged from God and far from God where they may not see the handiwork of God. They look at that and they don't really see that of being of God and the firmament and the skies and the handiwork and the miracles and things that he's done. So whether it's day or night, God is there. Whether it's day or night, no matter what time it is, God is with us. We can declare that. We know that God is with us, even in the night's hour. Amen. We also find in Psalm 66, praise to God for his awesome works. And I got to go Psalm 66. Remember, the emphasis of all this is just trying to remember that we need to declare the works of God. And this is talking in 66, praise to God for his awesome works. It talks about make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Have you made a shout to God today? Well, through our worship and our song and even the blood, you know, shouting out the things that God has done. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. We're making declarations. We're seeing how we go out and we declare these things. Come and see the works of God in 5. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. Kind of referencing back to allowing Israelites to go through that sea, right? When the army was behind them and they had no place to go, they had God. God made a way where there seemed to be no way. Has God done that to you this day? Has God done something in your life this last 6 months to where he's made a way where there seemed to be no way? That what was in front of you, that was obstructing you, had to be changed. It had to transpire into something else for something to happen. And because of what God did even back then in the Old Testament, he's doing that same to your life today to help you get through something. May not be turning, you know, may not like where you got to the Rock River and he had to stop it from flowing and let you cross on dry ground. It may not be that, but he's done something for you. And that's what you've got to declare. What he has done, and declare those things, because we're all going through stuff. We're all dealing with things. We all have stuff on our plate that not all of it is good at times. So let's continue on where it says that he turned the sea into dry land on 6th. They went through the river on foot. There we will rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes, verse 7, Psalm 66:7. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Verse 8, O bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise be heard, who keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved. For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You've brought us into this net. You've laid afflictions on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. Rich fulfillment could be looking at you brought us out into abundance. Okay, you're going to go through some stuff, guys. It's going to be rough. It's not going to always be easy. It's not a cakewalk, this life that we're in. But even though we go through all these things, and with God with us, and as we declare, and the way that you make through these things, and the way that you're going to find getting through a battle after a battle after a battle, whatever that might be, is you've got to do some declaring, amen. You got to declare what maybe just took place, and what brought you through this. We look at this where it's talking about, you know, the wind through the fire and through the water. You know, there's a song, there's a chorus out there. No way we'll change. I can't think of the song now, but it just all of a sudden hit me. Da 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 da. For the Lord thy God is with you. Be bold, be strong. For the Lord thy God is with you. Be bold, be strong. For the Lord thy God is with you. He goes, and I will not be afraid. I will not be ashamed. For I'm walking in faith and victory. For I'm walking in. We got to walk in faith and victory. Those are dynamite words, man. Faith. Faith will get you through it. It's seeing something that's happening that it's not happening in the natural, but you got to know that you know that God is on my side and I'm going through this struggle, I'm going through this, and by faith, I'm going to have victory. I don't care if it's bills, I don't care if it's health, I don't care if it's housing, I don't care if it's family, I don't care if it's neighbors, I don't care if it's job. It's whatever you're struggling in, you've got to have the faith that you're going to be walking in victory soon. Hallelujah. You got to know that you know that you know that it's just for a season. It's just for a time that I got to deal with this garbage. But you know what? Everybody in this world is dealing with garbage. So why should I be any different? Well, you're a child of God. You shouldn't be dealing with garbage. Yeah, it says I'll still deal with garbage, but I'm going to deal with it with faith, and I'm going to walk it out with victory because I know that there's victory ahead of me. And you got to know that there's victory ahead of you. to be able to continue on. Because if you don't have that victory ahead of you, what do? You stop. You just cease where you're at. It's like a machine that loses its oil and the things lock up inside. And when that happens, usually that motor is no good, is it, Dan? I can contest to that. I've done that. Dan's helped me with it. It takes oil to keep that thing going? Who figured that out? But you seize up when you stop walking in victory. When you stop walking in faith, you begin to seize up your life. And you get scared. You don't want to move forward. You don't want to go sideways. You almost want to go backwards. It's like, well, it was better back here at least. I kind of know what I was in that, you know, there. But I don't think God has given us that power to go back. God is saying, go forward. Keep marching. You're on this race. You're on an endurance. You're on you're not on just a one-lap race and you're out of here. It's not like these horses at the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness that was run yesterday, you know, and California Chrome, phew, won again. Nah, I don't bet on horses, and I don't really watch them, but, you know, when it's on TV and it's like the main thing happening, you know, so now it's the Belmont. Can he do it again, you know, three-time winner. Each time that horse wins, guess what increases? The value of that horse. Ding, 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 ding. Hallelujah. That's good. That's in the natural. But every time you win, every time you have a victory, your value does what? Increases. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. I like that. Because my value is going up from one thing to another. So we're all kind of like those old horses. The old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. Doop, 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 doop. You know? But victory brings value. Faith will get you through the victory. And as we have victories one after another that we can declare, then we are seeing a value raised within us. And it's not my value within me. It's God's value. Not my righteousness, but His righteousness. His holiness. It's all God. It's nothing to do with Tim. I am just the vessel here at this time for people around to see, I hope, the goodness of God. Hallelujah. It's not nothing that I can do. It's nothing that I have. Oh, just like Jesse and different ones, I want to serve Him. I want to go, if Jesse, I want to go on that mission field. I want to be used by God. I want to fulfill something here. And if it's temporary, I want to do that. And I want to honor You, God, and I want to move out with You. And Jesse's going to have victories over there. I don't know what they're going to be, but I just know by faith, victories are going to be with that young man. Each victory is going to raise that man's value into the kingdom of God. Because then there'll be more things that he'll do. There'll be more things that God will ask of him to do. And he's going to go out and declare those things. And as he declares those things, his value raises as those victories. Oh, do you see where this is all going? It's a circle that has to be done. Victory, faith, declare it. Victory and faith, declare it. And you will not be the same as you were yesterday. I'm glad. I'm glad because, I don't know, some of my yesterdays are not the greatest. You know, I was like, ugh. Hallelujah. We got new days ahead of us. So, where do we go now? I don't know how we got to the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness in here, but it's not in my Bible. Is it in yours? But anyway, 66, Psalm 66, just talking about His awesome works. His awesome works. And it ends in 20 where it says, blessed be God who has not turned away my prayer. Blessed be God who has not turned away from my prayer, nor His mercy from me. He's hearing my prayers and His mercies keep coming. He doesn't turn away from my prayers and He doesn't take His mercy away from me. He just keeps showering me with His mercy. Mercy drops around me. There's another song, Lyndon Dawn. I don't know where it's at, but if you think about it, you can probably start humming it for me. But it's all these things that are out there. Wow. So that's a little bit of 66. So anyway, that's declaring God's loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. You know, we look at, is it in 15? I'm bouncing around here. I've got my messages here. Oh, I'm sorry. And then in Psalms 92 is another powerful one. Psalms 92. And we probably won't read that whole thing because there's some other things we need to get addressed here. 92, but it talks about in Psalms 92 to declare God's loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night, to declare the Lord is upright and that he is our rock. We find that in 92:15, where it says, to declare that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. But in the very beginning of 92, it says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, to declare your loving kindness in the morning, you know, and your faithfulness every night. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to sing his praises on Most High, declaring the things of the Lord. We talk about God has done and continues to do so much. We should talk of his amazing works in Psalms 105, 1 and 2. It's talking about that of the rise of the Israelite nation. And it's talking about, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Psalms 105, verses 1 and 2. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Make known is to declare things. You've got to declare things to people. You've got to declare what God has done. And you know what? As we get and wrap this up and we oh my goodness, when we find these things that we're doing, is that it's things that he's done in your life. We want to declare the things that he's done in the Word, and it's powerful to share. And, hey, look what he did with the children of Israel. Look what he did about the river and causing them to go on dry ground. And even, you know, with Pharaoh and the plagues and all these things that God was doing and moving and things that he was a part of. He has been declaring the things that he is doing even to today. And what's exciting is he's declaring them in our lives. We're all a book of the Bible. It's what I looked at myself as. Is if my Bible, if my book, my life were a book, what would it show? What would it say in the beginning? In the beginning, you know, Tim, he was a scoundrel. He did this, he did that, he did this, he ran here, he wasn't this, he wasn't that. He didn't want nothing to do with me. He was in and out of religion. He had me, then he left me go, and then he did this and did that. Then maybe around verse 1,000, be a big book. It'd take me a lot of verses to get to where God probably got a hold of me, you know? Oh, well. But anyway, it would show where then God got a hold of me. God's got a hold of you sometime in your life. And it's not been the same ever since then, has it? So we can declare those things. Talk of his wondrous works. Talk of his amazing works. God is amazing. God is amazing. And his works are those things of miracles that he has done. Miracles in the past, talking about, you know, the fiery furnace and the lion's den and the children of all these things that we look at the Old Testament. And we can even see the wonderful things that did in Jesus' time with healing the sick and raising the dead and casting out demons and all these things. But then we can tell about that. And then we can get into say something. Now here I want to tell you something a little bit more personable. You're not going to really see it in the Bible, but you're going to see it in my life. Because this is where I was at. This is what I had to deal with. This was what was on my plate. I was, you know, bankrupt. Or I was low of income. Or I had this or I needed that. Or it could be as simple as I went without food for months because of my job and things were happening and I lost this and I lost that. But I never went hungry. There's always some way, somehow. And now, you know, where we're at type of thing. We just see a continuation of God's love and grace and mercy and declaring those things even in our lives today. quickly in Luke 8:39, where it says, "Return to your house," talking about that of the guys with the demon. "Return to your house and tell what great things God has done for you." And he went his way, and he proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. Go and tell. Now, there were times that, you know, Jesus said, go and don't tell anybody, you know, but that you'd have to read and why that was all happening, and wanted to be with the one with the leprosy and all that. He wanted him to be cleansed, or he wanted him to be cleared by that of the priest and all that, because only they could really clear somebody that had leprosy and all these type things. But anyway, because he wanted the religious order to make a declaration, I guess, there. But we look at this about return to your house and tell what great things has. Have you told what great things God has done for you? Now, we can go into a lot of things. We want to get into testimonies and all that, which we're not going to do that today, but we find that in Revelations and, you know, the by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. But I want to take just a quick time, and I think, Dawn, do you still want to share something just quickly about something in her life? And it's not going to take long. It'll be like the Reader's Digest condensed version, I'm sure. But she blessed me on Wednesday night. And I needed that. Because, see, I can declare, as I've been going through the last few weeks of searching God and asking God and wondering about things, and is there a difference? Is there things happening? God brings an answer. God hears your asking. And he knows what you need to hear, and he brings it to you. And this was an encouragement.
Last Sunday was Mother's Day. And Mother's Day is always kind of hard for me. But we were in worship, and I was flagging. And the worship team was just powerful. God was in this house. Jesus was here. I was flagging, and I started crying and crying. And we had just quickly put our cat down, and then we had ended up putting him down. It's 2 years since Terry was gone, and we had to put him down that day. But Mother's Day, and Pastor was talking about honoring your mother, and I love my mother, but I've had problems with my mother that I didn't realize till I actually, God told me to move her in, which we were happy to do, and I had all this anger in me from a child, and I didn't know what was there, and I've been trying to, in Bible study, trying to figure out and praying and, you know, Lord, I don't know what to do. But Pastor says, honor your mother, your parents. And I thought, I don't know, I didn't have the same type of mother as he did. So anyways, I every year have a Mother's Day cookout, and I bought a card, and I put it down and didn't write anything on it. And the reason I'm telling you this, it was people were coming about 4 o'clock, and I started writing the card. I didn't know what to write. Then I started thanking her for when I was sick, that she watched my boys. And I started thanking her and telling her that I'm glad you're here. We've gone over some mountains and troubles, and it just started, as I was writing that card, it just started lifting. Something was going on. Well, I went in and talked to her, and I said, she's always upset because my son died, the cat died, and she wants to go home. I mean, she's sick. She's on oxygen. And I says, Mom, maybe now, God will release you to go home. Maybe he had to deal with me, too, not only you. But Jesus did that. He was here. It was powerful. The words Pastor spoke, God spoke through him. And that's not the only thing. The next morning, I get up and I said, Mom, not only did God heal me from those our relationship here, he healed my pain that I had as a child being molested and different things by three different people and different things going on, and that I've worked hard, very hard, to try and ask forgiveness, study, and this and that. But you know what? The pain was really always there, and I couldn't get rid of it. Do you know, Jesus got rid of it last Saturday in this church. I have no pain. I have remembrance of everything, but I have no pain. I have joy. I talk to my mother with love and compassion that I've desired. I love her. And it's just, I'm a different person. It's the peace of God. And Jesus did it. Come to church here, sing. We don't just come to church and sing. Reaching out to Jesus, knowing he's here for us. He's here for every need that you have. You might not even know it. And he totally gave me a complete healing in my emotions, in my childhood, in my marriages that were two marriages that were very overpowering and rough. You know what? The love of Jesus is so strong in me. You know, don't ever come here just to sing, hear Pastor. Come with expectation. Lay your hurts up to the Lord and receive. And we pray for that little girl. Ministering angels, we send them out in the name of Jesus to protect her right now in Jesus' name, that child. And anybody else that is hurting, Jesus is here.
Yes,
and
he
declare
is.
It. Tell your people, tell your families, Jesus is here working. You don't just come to church. Jesus is here.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Don. That's the thing that Dawn had shared on Wednesday night, just saying that she felt and had such a release. And, of course, here it is on Mother's Day. And as a pastor and all, you're like, "What? How am I going to share Mother's Day?" And we had good moms, bad moms, good cop, bad cop type thing. You know, I was like, oh, yoy, yoy. How do you mass that to a masses of different people? But only God can do that. And Jesus touching and ministering to everyone here. And Dawn was saying something like, people need to tell people. People need to tell their family and their friends that God met them here. Not that I did, not that we as a church, but we invite him. We encourage the presence of God to come into this place to touch and minister to people. Pastor Hoblet, when they put the church out here, it said, you know, Jesus loves you and he will heal your hurts. People are hurting. They need a place to go. Dawn, many years, this goes back decades that she's been dealing with these things, and I know her, and I've known her for quite a while. I know she's gone through different types of Bible studies, different types of breaking generational things and cutting things off at the root and doing all these prayers and all these things, and they were all well and good, and they accomplished things at that particular time, but she was still, all these years, there was still something in there, and Mother's Day comes and there's a change. And it's like she said, it's not that she forgot them, but she doesn't have the pain of them. And that's what God can do and remove from you, take that pain out of there. So that's powerful, guys, to think that how we come here and what he touches each and every one of us. And there's that encouragement, and that's those things, because you always look, is there things happening? Are people being ministered to? And I know you are, but are they, you know, type of a thing. And sometimes the simplest message, and to think that it happened on Mother's Day. I think Donna said one time you wouldn't even buy cards. I mean, she didn't want to even go. She just got to the point where it was finally the final. But to sit down, and then all of a sudden the Lord just gave her the things to start saying. She didn't know, just like an open slate. I love you, Mom. I forgive you, Mom. Or whatever, I honor you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. I did a lot of ministering to her personally. So God is still in the ministering business. Amen. And that's that thing about declaring, and that's what I think she did on Wednesday night. She declared to me what God did to her out here, and she'll share it with others. And that was part of this thought process of our declaring the things of God. That's that victory. You know, you've got now more value. You know, your faith is growing, your victory after victory. So let's stand as we close here.